That's clothed upon, moves inside of me. upon me. So now, by the Spirit, for all my needs I intercede. Until your life is perfected, matured inside of me, your fullness of life has come inside my flesh. So far the many needs I know not in my life, I utter in the Spirit till my flesh comes alive. People that try to figure out what they need and what they don't need with their carnal mind, but not committing their lives under the Spirit of God to pray according to the will of God. being caught in the trap of Satan. They set out what they need and what they don't need, and how they need to serve God, and how they not refrain from things that won't serve God. And they get trapped in the knowledge of good and evil. And Jude is saying, Jude the prophet, that the only way to keep yourself like this, to keep yourself in the will of God, is to pray in the Holy Ghost, that prays according to the will of God. That these be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. When a person begins to get trapped in the knowledge of good and evil, Satan causes them to begin to judge people that are moving in the Spirit. And they begin to separate themselves from the people, because Satan begins to point out the many faults that are in other people's lives. And by the grace of God, even Paul the Apostle, the last part of his ministry, he said it is a faithful thing that God came, that God sent Jesus Christ to save sinners, of whom I am. The closer you get into the fullness of God, the more the light of the Holy Ghost shines upon you, and the more your weaknesses become pronounced in your life. And also, the more you're able to see the weaknesses in others' lives. And if you're not moving in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself built up, on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost and in the love of God, you'll find yourself judging, criticizing, condemning. And when you begin to condemn and judge and criticize others, then you find yourself also being trapped in judging, criticizing, condemning yourself. Then you're trapped in the knowledge of good and evil. Satan has you back in your old carnal mind without the Spirit. Verse 20. But ye beloved, drive them under condemnation. And when you condemn one of the children of God, fall into Tommy Cashmere's bed. Jesus said, condemn not, that you be not condemned. Judge not, that you be not judged. Yet he himself, he said, I judge, but it's not I that judges, but it's the Word and the Spirit in me. Let's read it over again. Start with verse 23. Let's start back to verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 26. Verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, or our weakness. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession, maketh intercession, continual making of intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. The crown and finishing work of the Holy Ghost in your life to conform you to the image of Christ, move you into the fullness of God, gets begun beyond you being able to pick out your weaknesses by knowledge and know what you need by knowledge, and gets into the realm of the Spirit where you know not what you should pray for as you ought. So in order to put the finishing work on your life, God has given you inside of you an anointing and an unction of the Holy Ghost for you to pray in utterings and groanings by the Spirit, and let be revealed into your mind, into your understanding, the different needs in your life, the different answers to prayer. For what should we pray? We know it's not all the time, but Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings and utterings from inside of us. Makes intercession and acts according to the will of our God. Now, the hardest thing of the fundamental mind, the carnal mind of man, is to accept the work of the Holy Spirit that prays from inside of you and does not pray according to what you think or ask, but prays according to the character of God, which is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think. Your carnal mind and its last slaying, being slave state, trying to fight to know before the Spirit begins to move. Satan working through that carnal mind tries to keep you praying for things that you know about, your weaknesses that you know about, and carry you back into bondage. But there's called a crown of life, or a crown of the Holy Ghost of God, our mother from heaven, the wife of our Father, where she crowns you and takes complete possession of your mind, your heart, and life by the anointing that's on the inside of you. You come in a state of rest in the Spirit, of not particularly wanting to know what you should pray for as you ought, but being perfectly willing to submit it unto God by the Holy Ghost and rest it that he'll do what is good for you. Work all things together for your good. Are you ready for this? For what should we pray? We know it's not all the time, but Spirit itself maketh intercession. possession for us. With groanings and utterings from inside of us, make intercession and ask according to the will of our God. And he that searches and knows the mind of the Spirit of God, then intercedes and asks for us to our Father God. Having received the answer for our every need, back comes the work of the Holy Ghost and meets all our needs in life. water in the spirit, in love for her, until I feel a relief in my spirit inside. Then I sing your praises your way.